Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Oh, isn't that interesting? That song is by Ed Sheeran, and it features Lil Baby. And Ed Sheeran just had a little baby.
Oh, but it's not his little baby that he did the song with.
No, because his little baby wasn't born yet. That would be weird. But yeah, they had a secret baby, so now they have two babies. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show, also known as Two Babies and Holly. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Trainer. That's not what we call it. No. I was just kidding. It's Friday, and what do we do on Friday, y'all?
Cheat.
Dirty, rotten cheater.
Cheat day taste test.
Stick this in your mouth.
And we're gonna.
Holly can't wait.
She's really excited.
She's, of the three of us, I'd say Holly's the most excited.
And by that, we mean sarcasm.
I've been talking myself up for these.
Okay.
Saying that these await to be delighted by the sensation that is going to be in my mouth.
If you had a nickel. What are we eating today, Bradley Trainer?
Well, today's Cheat Day Friday selection comes courtesy of Lay's potato chips. Specifically,
those don't look like any kind of Lay's I've ever eaten.
They're not, because these Lay's potato chips come courtesy of the Lay's potato chip company, or PepsiCo food company, in China. In fact, these are Chinese.
Holly's trying to get out of eating these.
I mean, she's not going to be successful because she's going to be trying these very unique Lay's potato chips from China. The flavor, and I think this is what is concerning Holly, is simply labeled as pickled fish flavor. Pickled fish flavor.
Now, as a person who loves herring, I'm not afraid.
Okay.
Well, I'm just saying.
You're born ready.
These are not Norwegian pickled fish.
That's true. That is a fact.
Chinese pickled fish. I'll be honest. I've never had pickled fish. Now, if you look on the bag, it looks like there is a dish of what this is supposed to taste like, and I've never
seen anything quite like that.
Yeah, so I don't know what that is.
Mm-mm.
But I'm curious, and when I saw these over at, I think I got these from United Noodle over in Minneapolis, and I was like, well, we got to try these for sure. And I will tell you, the smell doesn't, I don't even smell any fish.
I don't, it's a very, there's a smell, but I don't know that fish is the smell.
Now, I've come to a good place, you guys. I've been working on this
journey.
Oh, good.
Okay.
I think at first it was the combination of pickled fish.
Mm-hmm. Well, just the words pickled fish doesn't sound like something we'd typically eat.
Right, because on the grid, I thought that Bradley was literally going to be bringing in pickled fish.
Oh, no. Oh.
And so I was like, well, okay.
Darn it, now I wish we would have done that.
Here we go. But then breaking it down, I like pickles. What are the flavor profile of pickles? It's brine, it's vinegar. Mm-hmm. And then also, same thing with fish. It will be a little salty. Mm-hmm. I cook with fish sauce all the time and umami. So it's like, okay, I'm here. That was my journey.
You've arrived.
I have arrived.
And there's a chip in front of us.
That's right.
The smell is a smell. Who wants to put it in their mouth first?
Oh, this smells like something. What is it?
It smells like, I know, I was going to say that. You know what it smells like to me is those little soup packets from ramen?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, I was going to say it definitely has like a familiar smell. And that is what it is.
All right, somebody put it in their pie hole.
I'll go for it.
Okay, Colleen is now dipping into the Lay's potato chip pickled fish. And I don't read Chinese characters unless they're in Japanese, which is a whole separate story. Mm-hmm. But so I don't know what these Chinese characters say on the package. I only know what the English part of the package, which is on the back, says, which just says, anyway, tell us what you think.
Oh, they're not bad, you guys.
All right.
I'm not getting a fish. I'm not getting an essence of fish.
Bradley has.
They don't taste fishy. Mm. They just taste kind of, right? Kind of spicy. I'm not mad about it. Holly, you might actually like it.
I like it.
I'm not getting, okay, there is a little spice. I will tell you that the ingredients indicate what you're tasting, in addition to potato, of course. There is something called pickled fish flavor seasoning, which involves the following. Maltodextrin, sugar, MSG, salt, artificial flavors, soy sauce, yeast extract, Holly's favorite, fish powder made from anchovies, citric acid, chili powder, spices, green Sichuan pepper, vinegar.
Sorry, what did you, what kind of powder?
What did I say?
I don't know.
What chili powder, spices, green Sichuan pepper.
Okay. Yeah. And it's not fishy.
I don't get anything fishy.
The only fishy in it is the anchovy situation, but I don't even taste. I don't know. Maybe there's a little funk on the back end.
Yeah, that's just like maybe that umami from the fish. Uh-huh.
Yeah, powder. But if you just toss another chip in, you're fine.
They're good.
They're really good.
I would actually eat those.
Yeah, I would totally eat them too. In fact, I got a whole little tray of them right in front of me.
Yeah, no, that was good. Who knew? See, this is the reason you should always try new things. Again, Lay's pickled fish flavor chips. Mm. Bring them to a party and delight your friends, because I'm sure they will think one thing and then they'll put them in their mouth and be like, huh, I did not expect that.
So you actually brought those, because sometimes when we get things that are not commonly found, I don't know, at Cub, those are brought or like sent to us by somebody else. But you picked those up at United Noodle. Mm-hmm. Did they have other flavors?
Yeah, we have
that
a couple.
Were interesting.
I think we have a couple in the bag still. But yeah, they have a whole range of chips that are made in China and Japan and other places throughout Asia.
I'm glad that we decided to try this one first because I was curious about the fish flavor.
Yeah, no, I actually am very surprised.
I know, I'm pleasantly surprised.
They're more spicy. I'm still getting like the spice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it sits for a little bit.
Yeah, I like the back end heat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Especially, yes, after my first chip, I did get a little fishy funk on the back end, but then now I just am sitting with the heat and I'm fine with it. Let's go around the horn and give it that 0 to 5 Cobra rating. Bradley, why don't you go first?
Okay. I'm going to judge this on other Lay's potato chips. So on a like Lay's potato chip scale, I would say this is probably a good, 4?
Just a
nice, solid 4. Like, I would keep putting my hand back in the bag to eat these. So yeah, 4. 4 out of 5.
Okay, 4. I'm going to give them a 3.75. I like them. I think I'll grow tired of them before I'm done with my pile, but I will still eat them. And they're better than I thought they would be. And now, because Holly was the one who was fearing this experiment the most, Holly, how many Cobras for you?
I'm gonna give it a nice 3.5.
A 3.5.
Yeah.
Spicy.
They're delicious, but yes, this is a flavor profile to be had in portions.
Yeah.
But it's a great portion. It's a sometimes thing. It's not going to be my first flavor for Lay's, but it won't be my last.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I definitely couldn't see myself taking down a whole bag while I watch television. Like, normal Lay's might draw me in such a way. But they definitely are a good little snack. That's super fun. So people can get those at United Noodle for sure.
Assuming they still have them. I don't know.
Assuming they still have them.
Their stock changes regularly. But if you want, like, to take a fun flavor trip, you can always rely on United Noodle to take you there.
I wish that there were more places that would carry, you know, all the line. Like, Lay's is a very popular line in the United States. Mm-hmm. But I wish that all places that carried Lay's would occasionally mix in some of the ones that they release in other countries. Sure. Because I do just think that's, you know, instead of giving us the, and I'm not complaining about the fun flavors that they roll out once a year. But I think there are plenty of flavors that exist that are popular in other countries that we would also find really fun. So I wish that every once in a while we could get those on
Lay's,
our grocer's shelves. All right. Well, that was a fun one. And, you know, more, as Bradley said, more interesting flavors to come, because we do have more in our little bag of tricks. In fact, we have a very full bag of tricks.
We do.
All right. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, celebrities behaving badly. We do love to tell you about them, and we do it every single day. Those celebrities, we have a name for them. We call them
D-bags.
We're going to tell you about those poorly behaved celebrities who we call D-bags when we return on the Colleen and Bradley show on My Talk 107.1.